Well, we are headed to our WRTI performance studio for a live broadcast today. Astral artists, violinist Nikki Chui and pianist Sejun Park will be performing, and Deborah Lou Harder's there with them. And good afternoon, Deb.
Hey, Jack. Thanks so much. I am so happy to be here in our WRTI performance studio for a special live lunchtime concert with violinist Nikki Chui and pianist Sejun Park. Hi, guys.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Welcome. So you are both astral artists. Could you tell us in a nutshell, yes, one of you, what astral is?
Astral is a very important organization for young artists like myself and Sejun. Through Astral, we get to be presented in various city center concerts during the season, and we get to work with other artists on the roster, which is really important. We get to develop friendships, we get to learn from other artists, and they're also a wonderful support system as we make our way into this amazing world of performing. So, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Well, we will talk a little bit more about Astral a little later, and also about your careers and lives in music. But I know our audience is very eager to hear you perform. So let's get started. Sejun, what's your first piece on today's
program?
We're
going
program?
To play the Beethoven Sonata for piano and violin, number
okay.
three.
Okay, and why is it piano and violin, not violin and piano?
Well, I would like to think that's because there's a lot of piano notes to play.
Okay.
So, but I think that Beethoven was trying to say that it's not just for violin, but it's the both parts are equally as important. So
wonderful. Well, why don't you take it away? Beethoven's third violin sonata, played by Nikki Chui and Sejun Park, the first movement.
Thank you.
Bravo. That was wonderful. If you're just joining us, we are in the WRTI Performance Studio for a special lunchtime live performance by violinist Nikki Chewy and pianist Sejun Park. So much conversation between the instruments in that beautiful Beethoven sonata. They just performed the first movement of Beethoven's third sonata. And chamber music is so much about conversation. I noticed, Nikki, in your very impressive bio, you have a budding big solo career. You were also concertmaster of the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra for a while. But chamber music is a big part of your life.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Why is that?
It's, I feel like everything is chamber music. Even if you play by yourself, there's, you know, let's say a Bach fugue or a Bach chaconne, there's different voices, and you have to speak between the different voices. If you play in a small ensemble, even between the two of us, we're always responding to each other. You know, it's communication all the time. And what I find playing an orchestra as well, it's a large version of chamber music. You know, it's communicating between various instruments, various sections. So essentially, you know, it's all to me. The definition of chamber music is it's playing for one another, playing for each other, and it's very cool. Yeah.
And you'll be performing from some of the great piano violin repertoire on your concert this coming Sunday. Tell us about the concert. Where and when can we hear you?
It's on Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Philosophical Center. It's a Philosophical Society. It's in Old City, Philadelphia, and this concert has been. We've been planning it for quite a while, you know, the repertoire. So I am, myself, very excited. It's coming up.
And it's part of the Astral Artist Center City series.
Exactly.
And Sejun will be joining you as well as your brother, Timmy Chewy.
Yes.
So that's very exciting.
Yeah.
Let's hear another piece that you'll be performing. I think, Sejun, you have something that is by César Franck.
Yes, it's a Franck sonata for violin and piano.
Okay.
It's been transcribed for many, many different instruments, but violin is the original. And I think it's very interesting because when this was first premiered in public, the lights went out during the performance, but the performers kept carried on. And well, we hope that won't happen this Sunday.
I hope not. Well, it'll be afternoon, right? 3 o'clock at the American Philosophical Society.
It'll be bright. Yes.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Franck's sonata for violin and piano, the first movement, and performed for us by violinist Nikki Chewy and pianist Sejun Park. Well, we would love to hear the whole thing.
Thank you.
And if you would like to hear the whole thing, come down and hear Nikki Chewy, violin, and Sejun Park, piano, at the American Philosophical Society, Sunday at 3 o'clock for the Astral Artists Center City series. That is such a gorgeous piece, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, my gosh. The lyricism.
Yeah.
And Sejun, the piano has a very important part
yes.
of that work. Now, you also have a budding solo career, but I noticed that outreach is very important to you, especially in your native South Korea.
Yes, I find outreach very important because unlike in the old days when audiences had a very good knowledge of the classical repertoire, it's not like that anymore. And I find that classical music is very special once you really understand what it is about. And so I try to really reach out to the younger audience so that they become more familiar with it. And I find that very important to me. So mm-hmm. I've been doing a lot of that. Yes.
Well, now I'm going to bring something up that, and hopefully we can tie these two things together. You're both part of the Astral Artists Mentorship Program, which we've been speaking about so much. And Astral has an incredible track record of graduating soloists and musicians who are an important part of our cultural heritage now. Everyone from Jason Vio to Simona Dinnerstein, Benjamin Beilman is one of mm-hmm. their graduates, Eric Owens. Mm-hmm. And outreach is also a very important part of what Astral does. Do you think, both of you, that outreach develops your career as a musician? And how does it do that?
Yes, for sure. I mean, that's how, you know, whatever you do, whatever you learn, you know, as an artist, that the fact that you're giving back, the fact that you're reaching out to whether it's whether they're kids or whether it's people in the community, I mean, that's what being a musician is essentially about. You know, you gather people to listen to these great works, to your performance, and how it develops. It also affects you as a growing artist. You know, the fact that you share this wonderful thing that you do every day, and to share it to the public. So it does affect you very much so as an artist.
And what sort of outreach do you do for Astral?
Well, we go into our retirement communities around Philadelphia, and we give full recitals. And we also have residency programs where artists are committed to multiple concerts in certain schools to teach kids about music while playing great music. So those are some of the outreach activities we do.
That's great. And what sort of schools do you go into?
Various schools. In my experience, I've gone to schools around the Philadelphia area. Some of them are very nice, some of them weren't. But the kids were very enthusiastic, and it was very nice to get in touch with them. So, yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes, I think part of music education is it's so exciting when you can bring live music to children.
Totally.
And,
yeah.
and maybe
and you see and you see it in their eyes when they get it, you know, and it's a very special feeling. So yeah.
Now Astral's been around for 25 years, and so it was a big year for Astral. What other sorts of things do they do for you to help you with your career?
Yes, so as I mentioned before, they present us in various series. Community engagement is very important. They also act as a facilitator to other presenters, you know, mm-hmm. when it's appropriate. And as an organization that supports the artists as they grow into I guess real life or whatever you call mm-hmm. it, you know, that mm-hmm. I find that extremely important, and it comes close to my heart because they've supported me very much, you know, over the last few years.
What's next for you beyond this recital coming up on Sunday, Nikki?
I'm going to Montreal and New York for a couple chamber music performances associated with the Montreal Chamber Festival. And then, just things here and there. So,
okay. Yeah. And you say, June?
Well, I have a recital in Washington, D.C., and then I'll be off to Korea in wintertime to play some chamber concerts.
Okay, that's great.
Yes.
So you are from South Korea, and Nikki, where are you from?
I'm from Victoria, British Columbia.
Okay, so yeah. You're a Canadian
yes.
musician. And,
yeah.
you know, that's something that's very remarkable, how the music world is so global.
Yes,
yes very much so.
And
yeah.
People come from all walks of life and from all corners of the globe to make music together.
Yes, yes.
So you have another piece for us.
Yes.
A very fun American piece. You mm-hmm. want to tell us about that?
Yes, it's the first prelude from a set of three by George Gershwin. Yasha Heifetz, the great 20th century violinist, he transcribed it. He arranged it for violin and piano. So mm-hmm. it's a There are some things he made of. Most of it is quite original, but it's great that we, as a violinist, we get to tackle this.
So, okay, great. Yeah. Was terrific.
Thank you.
Is that going to be one of your encores on Sunday, perhaps?
Yes, it's a little preview of what might be played.
What might be played.
If it all goes well.
I'm sure it will be played. Tell us what else is on the program for Sunday.
So what you just heard, Beethoven E-flat major sonata, the Franck sonata, and then intermission. Then my brother and I, Timothy, will be premiering a work by Daniel Temkin. Daniel was a fellow Curtis alumni. We were at school together.
Okay.
It's a piece called Time Capsule.
Oh, so, tell us about that a little
bit. So when I first heard it, I thought it sounded very exotic, you know, with all these different sounds that he asked for being played by through harmonics, and it was really interesting to hear it. He when we first got the music, Daniel actually provided a piano version of it, and it sounded really, really cool. So I guess the challenge for us for Timmy and I is to emulate that on the violin and to see what else can be brought, what other colors can be brought through two violins to this piece.
Would you be able to demonstrate a harmonic for
our
audience? Explain what that might be.
So harmonic is how do you say it? So it's they're basically overtones within the instrument. So something like this would be, and then like something like that. So it's there are moments throughout the piece that require these, and between the two of us, it sounds really cool. Something like maybe like gamelan or something.
Oh.
So it's very, very cool sound effect.
That sounds really intriguing.
Yeah, and so that's Time Capsule by Daniel Temkin will be starting the first. Will be starting the second half, followed by Moskowski's Suite for two violins and piano. And mm-hmm. then wrapping up the program will be Sarasate's Navara for two violins and piano.
Oh, that sounds like a fantastic program.
Yeah.
And
really
you both will be brilliant, I'm sure. So everybody, head down to the American Philosophical Society on Sunday at 3 o'clock for Nikki Chewy and Sejun Park. They're both astral artists. It's part of the Astral Artist Center City series. And thank you so much, guys, for being here at the WRTI Performance Studios.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.